Hello, hello, human. Shh, it's okay. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of for the moment. I'm a human being too. It's okay. But there are other things out there in my realm. In my realm of magic. Do you want to have a look at it? Do you want to meet something different? This is why you came here, after all. Looking at all the tags, rejoicing in advance. Didn't you, human? Or perhaps you wanted to try something new. Be reassured. You will go through something new. But in order to do that, you will have to follow me. To follow my voice into that world where everything is possible. Follow my voice. Do not fear. Do not try to imagine what will happen. Just follow me. Follow me down to that path. That path into my realm. My realm of magic. Just follow my voice, human. Just let it resonate in your head, in your mind. Just stop thinking. Let that little voice of yours unravel and just listen to my voice. Just repeat in your mind what my voice tells you. My voice tells you to follow. To follow me down, 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 deep down, in a warm and dark pool of calmness. Just obey my voice. I tell you to breathe in, and you breathe in. I tell you to breathe out, and you breathe out. You breathe in. My voice, you breathe out your thoughts. You breathe in security. You breathe out fear. You breathe in comfort. You breathe out stress. Now, just continue to breathe in and out slowly. Calmly, as I take care of this moment, as I take care of you, as I take care of your mind. You have nothing to fear from me. In the little journey we will make together, there will be strange things, weird things, fearsome things, but do not fear. I am here with you. Do you understand? I will take control of everything. Everything will be okay. You have nothing to fear, human. Nothing. Nothing to fear when you are under my control. You're under my control. My control makes you feel good. You feel good here. Here, nothing bad can happen. Breathe in. Nothing bad can happen. Breathe out. I am in control. Breathe in. I want you to sleep now. Breathe out. It is possible, human. Breathe in. I can do that for you. Breathe out. Make you sleep. Breathe in. You will just follow my voice. Breathe out and obey it. Continue to breathe slowly and nicely and listen. Each time you breathe in, there is a faint smell in the air, a nice smell, and your eyelids become heavy. And each time you breathe out, your body is heavier, more relaxed, more limp. Breathe in, heavy lids. Breathe out, limp legs. Breathe in, foggy sight. Breathe out, limp arms. Breathe in, foggy mind. Breathe out, limp torso. Breathe in, everything fades to black. Breathe out, limp neck. Breathe in, you're asleep now. Breathe out, so limp. Breathe in, but my voice is here. Breathe out, talking to you in the dark as you continue to sleep so nicely, so comfortably in the dark. And my voice leading you, you're asleep, all stretched in your bed, fast asleep, and my voice helping you, your eyes closed, your head on the side, breathing regularly. Imagine yourself sleeping in your bed, your body stretched in your bed, in your bedroom. Envision it. Make an image of it. The floor of your room, its pattern, its texture. Your bed on the floor, its size, the linen, the quilt, perhaps, the color of your linen, and your body stretching on it, sleeping soundly, deeply in your bed, looking at yourself, sleeping in your bed, looking at your feet, so limp. And now, just look at this blue thing. This blue thing that just appeared near your ankle, stretching towards your ankle. So blue, a light but intense blue. Like a summer evening sky. Like that beautiful gemstone. What was the name of that gemstone? Yes, turquoise. A turquoise-colored tentacle is aimed at your foot, glistening with slime, gently touching your foot, gently coiling itself around your foot, and then another one. Same color, same shine, same gentleness. Coiling itself around your other foot while you're sleeping, deeply sleeping in your bed. Do you feel them? Coiled around your ankles? And then there is that sting. Ouch! Shh, it's okay. It's okay. Nothing bad can happen. Under my control. Just a little sting. Almost gone already. And your feet seem even more limp now. Paralyzed. Paralyzed by whatever stung you. And then this feeling, paralysis, is climbing up your legs. The sting woke you up, but you are still half asleep, feeling the tentacles wrapped around your ankles, feeling the paralysis climb up your body, your thighs, your torso, your arms, your neck. You can't move anymore. You can only wait for what happens next. Fully awake now, but unable to move. In your world, your eyes are closed, but in mine, they are wide open. Looking at these tentacles gently assaulting you, exploring you, sensing you, taking control of you. More more blue tentacles coming from under the bed, coiling themselves around your legs. Their glistening blue color, the little kisses from them you feel around your legs, thousands of little suckers kissing your feet, kissing your legs, kissing your thighs, kissing your hips. Human, you're paralyzed. You're under my control, under my spell, under her spell, her venom racing through your body, paralyzing you and filling you with arousal. Yes, human, this thing arouses you. She is arousing you. Her blue color, the shine she has, the slime lubricating her, her tentacles coiling around you, kissing you, kissing your belly, kissing your nipples, kissing your neck. Coiling themselves around your neck, coiling themselves around your arms, kissing your arms, kissing your hands, little tentacles worming between your fingers, coiling around your fingers. You feel like swimming in a sea of kisses, floating in a sea of tentacles. Kissing you, coiling themselves around you, pulsating, all in unison, an intensely blue sea of loving tentacles taking care of you. And then, under this assault of feelings, your arousal continues to grow. And your cock, yes, your cock grows too, fills up with blood, warms itself up, stiffens, shows itself to the attention of that alien thing. Will she see it? Let's ask the question another way, a more realistic way. Is there any chance she cannot remark it? No, there's not. Your cock emerges from the sea of tentacles, like a rock in a stormy sea, an ocean rocked with waves of pleasure. And then, as expected, a new tentacle emerges from the wriggling mass, thick and ending with a round, bulbous tip, like a button, a flower about to open, all in tones of glistening, intense, light blue. The button-ended tentacle turns itself towards your cock, facing it, inches away, almost looking at it. Your eyes are mesmerized by this tentacle, facing your cock, immobile. And then, the tip of the tentacle opens, like a flower. A flower with three fleshy petals, the inside a darker tone of blue. And look at it. Look closely, human. Covered with little tendrils, moving together in waves, like waves of pleasure gently flowing back and forth, back and forth. Gently, the flower touches your cock, closes itself on your cock, and is welcoming your cock, engulfing your cock, milking your cock. Yes, human, you will be milked. You will be milked by this. This will make you come. You will come in this. Give it your seed. Yes, you will do that, human. What you want is not a part of this. You will do it, and that is it. So, just accept it. Accept the way this tentacle is accepting your cock, is surrounding your cock, the way those thousands of tendrils are playing now with your cock. You feel them at the tip of your cock, along its sides, rubbing against your cock incessantly, as pleasure makes you thrust absent-mindedly into it. Oh, you can move now? Well, you're not paralyzed anymore, but the mass of tentacles is coiled all around your body. You can move, you can wriggle, but as you wriggle, the tentacles tighten around your body, and as you try to stay mobile, they loosen a bit. You can't go away. You can have involuntary movements caused by pleasure, these thrusting movements, your abs clenching, under the assault of pleasure on your cock, engulfed by this weird tentacle, inch after inch, engulfed in this peristalsis movement, the tentacle relentlessly contracting and releasing itself around your cock, absorbing it, sucking it, inch after inch, and another tentacle landing on your balls, the same tendrils fondling them again and again. How long will you resist this? Not for long, probably. But you don't want to give in, not before giving a fight. So you resist, human. You resist as much as you can. You open your eyes again and try to look at what is happening to you. And then you see it, aimed at your face, aimed at your head. You see this thing. This thing out of a nightmare, out of those strange nightmares you have sometimes, those nightmares that make you wet and smelly with sweat. Or is it sweet? One of those soft, warm, airtight, smothering things that make you gasp in fear and lust. A thing made to engulf your face in an airtight embrace. Like the inside of a gas mask. The inside of a gas mask, but made of glistening blue flesh. Aimed at your face. Aimed at your head. Aimed at hugging your face. Engulfing it. Smothering it. Blinding it. Slowly, it lowers itself on your face. There's no rush. You won't go anywhere now. Its shape mesmerizes you. That shape that will seal your face. Your head stays raised, paralyzed with horror, paralyzed with lust, paralyzed with pleasure, wanting perhaps to experience it. the last surrender, the ultimate surrender to this being, pleasuring you beyond any human level, and that mask slowly nears you, surrounded by tentacles, dancing around it, open, ready to engulf you, ready to hug you, ready to smother you, ready to blind you. Its blue seal ready to clasp your face, its tentacle ready to grasp your head, slowly, as a hug. Its tentacles make contact with your head, surround it, grasp it, and meet each other at the back of your skull. And then they pull your head into the mask, closer and closer. Darkness comes, suffocating darkness, and you feel it. The seal, her smothering seal, touching your forehead, your cheekbones, your cheeks, and then under your chin, enclosing your face, stealing your sight, stealing your air, suffocating you. And then, as you wriggle helplessly, fighting for air, begging for air, another seal makes contact with your face, lands on your face, on the bridge of your nose, just between your eyes, and then along the sides of your nose, on your cheeks, on your jawbone, and at last on the tip of your chin, encloses you in such a tiny space, airtight seals smothering you as more tentacles hungrily wrap themselves around your head, around your neck, hugging you snugly in an airtight embrace, in a gigantic and life-threatening kiss, your lungs burning, fighting, begging for air. But it's okay. You just don't realize it. This being doesn't want to kill you. She doesn't want to smother you. It's okay. Breathe in. It's okay. You can breathe through this mask. Shh. It's okay. Look at yourself, laying down in your bed, exhausted by this useless fight, fighting for air she never refused to you. Covered by this blue being, pleasuring you beyond any measure you knew existed, milking you. See your face covered by this living mask, a sac swelling each time you breathe out, emptying itself in your lungs each time you breathe in. It's okay. It's okay. Let her make you breathe what she wants you to. Let her milk you now. Accept to come. You will come soon enough. It's okay. Do you feel it? As the seal on your face always repositions itself, massaging you. A new cup lands on the tip of your cock, sucking your cock head in, sucking. As she hugs your face, as she hugs your whole body, this human is her mouth. Yes, human, you will feed her today. You will feed her, human. It's okay. It's painful. painless. Your whole body hugged and kissed. Let it go. Her seals pulsing around your face. Her mouth is surrounded by tiny tentacles wriggling around your cock. The tight enclosure of the flower tentacle still massaging your cock. Other tentacles coiled around your fingers. And then one of the little tendrils start to rub your frenulum, making small circles. Small circles. And now, you know it, you will not resist. In your brain, your hermetically hugged brain, you feel a wave coming from deep. All the kisses in your body, small circles, human, always on the same place, the most sensitive. Tentacles coiled around your ankles, pulsating, a huge wave rising. You see it in front of you, rising. Tentacles coiled around your toes, pulsating. Small circles, again and again and again. Tentacles coiled around your neck, pulsating. The wave is above you now. Next second, it'll break. You will break. Small circles. Tentacles coiled around your wrists, pulsating. It will wash you away. Again and again. And it breaks. It breaks. Falling on you, flowing on you, with all the weight of the ocean. And you come, human. Pleasure racing through your body, sending shockwaves all over you. And then you empty yourself, spasming, out, 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 out. And the tiny mouth sucks in, 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 in. Giving yourself to her, feeding her, emptying yourself, emptying in her pulsating, constrictive, warm, airtight embrace, hugging you, loving you, gently kissing you, your whole body massaged infinitely. And you feel heavy, human, so heavy, under her tight embrace, breathing her air laced with drugs. You feel drowsy. You should fight, perhaps, get free from her. From her tentacles, from the seal around your face, each breath under her control. But instead, you're about to sleep, to fall asleep in the embrace of this monster, to trust her with your life, to accept your vulnerability in her embrace. Is that so human? Is it the way you want it? Let's do it then. Breathing the air she gives you, fully massaged, hugged, possessed by her body, lost in that blue embrace, kissed beyond imagination. You slumber, you doze, you doze. Slowly, your mind lets go, accepts to unravel in her presence, in her grasp, and you sleep, limp, happily accepting to be at her mercy.